Scott Tipton from Colorado. As a member of both the House Agriculture and Small Business Committees, I frequently hear concerns from many family farmers and ranchers who are facing a mountain of onerous new federal regulations. All told, this administration has forced businesses to pay almost $273 million in compliance costs for new regulations. Our nation's farmers are expected to continue increasing food production to feed a growing population, but unnecessary regulations that place increased burdens on American agriculture can make production more costly and challenging. One such regulation that's unnecessary took effect on October 31st because Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid failed to act on H.R. 872, the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act. This legislation, which passed the House in March, would have ensured that businesses are not subject to a costly and duplicative permitting requirement for the use of pesticides that are already heavily regulated. This is a serious concern to farmers across the nation, including those in my home state of Colorado, where agriculture generates $20 billion in economic activity each year, accounting for more than 100,000 jobs. We should be helping our farmers and ranchers boost our economy instead of saddling them with more government paperwork and compliance costs. If the Senate Democrats want to get serious about job creation, they can start now. They can start with H.R. 872.